She shoved away the rising dread. At least, she faked it. She needed Sonny Boy's complete dedication. He would sense her uncertainty. She pulled her kerchief up over her mouth, put her head down. She turned one stinging eye in the direction she had pointed Sonny Boy, shot the gap between two trees that cooked in relaxed fashion, like a couple of logs at a campfire. From the ground up, fire wrapped each tree in wicked bursts of orange. Dragon's breath. Dragon in the form of climate change and beetle kill and aberrant, menacing storms. And her demise. A minor loss in the big scheme of things, Katrina to Sandy, to the monster tornadoes from Missouri to Oklahoma. In flashes, the heat surged with intensity. Trudy's bread-baking oven times three. More bite, more weight, less room to back away. Allison inhaled a lungful of heat. Sonny Boy jerked his head from side to side. No doubt his eyes stung, too. All smoke, white-gray smoke, chewy smoke, fresh, thick gobs of the stuff. Allison found an open patch, a clearing. She stole a glance up. Blue sky. Happy, normal grass under Sonny Boy's feet. Fire on all sides and still the smoke. But this scrap of oasis, like the way some tornadoes leave one house unscratched in a city of devastation, offered proof that fire and nature and man-made accidents were all capable of unexplained bits of random kindness. No time to linger. She kicked Sonny Boy toward the thickest, smokiest exit. Smoke charged her. Sonny Boy tensed. She may as well have coaxed a whale to the beach. His front legs stiffened. He had the urge to rear up, to shake off this parasite, determine his own fate. Allison contemplated her own. Colin flashed, and Trudy, too, right there. Her parents and family. Was this it? What would she miss? Time before birth was as unknown as the time after death. Shouldn't you also be afraid of what you didn't experience before your birth? Or as jealous of what you missed? Why was one's birth the starting point for zealous ownership of life? Family obligations had kept Colin out of this pickle. No doubt spotters would have reported the fire. Maybe a response was already being organized. Maybe Colin knew she was in this area, given the timing and her anticipated trip over. Maybe she should say goodbye to him, even though he wouldn't hear. To Trudy, too. She coughed to relieve the ache in her lungs, to no avail. Should she climb down, press her nose to the ground, and hope for a smoke-free snort of air? If a human caused the fire, did that disqualify it as a natural event? Sonny Boy relented. He shot forward as if to say, "Get this over with." Allison ducked. The smoke was so thick, she could be heading for a low branch or smack into a tree. She hoped Sonny Boy's sonar was up and running. "Go," she said, head down. "Go." A hand on his withers came away soaked from worry and sweat.